And now allow my voice to take you on a magical journey. Begin by allowing your eyes to gently close. And with your eyes closed, become aware of your breathing. Notice your breathing. And the more you notice your breathing, the more you notice your breathing is becoming deeper. And the more you notice your breathing is becoming deeper, you also notice that it's becoming slower. And so now gently put your hand on your belly, while continuing to relax even deeper, continuing to breathe slowly, naturally, and deeply. Continue to be more and more aware of your breathing, feeling the pace of your breathing. And as you notice your breathing, notice how your breathing becomes almost rhythmic, breathing gently, deeply, slowly. Allow that breath to fill you with a sense of peace and fulfillment. Continue your breathing, focusing all your energy on the rhythm of your breathing, and slow your breath down even more, getting in tune with your inner mind now. And as you continue breathing, allow yourself to notice what it is that you're experiencing right now. You are continuing to focus your conscious awareness on your breathing, and you're also becoming increasingly aware of what kinds of thoughts you may have. You're also becoming increasingly in touch with any of the sensations you're feeling in your body. You're becoming increasingly aware of the emotions you may have. And now relax your hand back down. And go ahead and relax all the way down completely now, while continuing to be aware of your breath. And now you can deepen this trance you've created by following my next set of instructions. At the count of three, you will simply open your eyes while remaining in this trance. You will keep them open for a second or two, and then I'll ask you to close them again. Each time you open your eyes and then close them again, you will deepen your relaxation. One, two, three. Open your eyes. And then close them. And breathe out a little sigh. Going deep. And once again, open your eyes. And close them. Good. Going even deeper. And once more, open your eyes. And this time, when you close your eyes, you will double the relaxation you feel right now as you let out a big sigh. Close your eyes. And double your relaxation. Double your relaxation. Nice and deep. Nice and deep. Good. And feel how good it is to let go. Feel how nice it is to be relaxed in this way. How much easier it is for your mind to become clear and to think about things. And now I want you to pay very close attention to your body and the energy that surrounds your body. You may notice it like a warmth or a tingle. You may notice your skin and the way you can almost feel waves of vibration. Be still, calm, and feel the energy. You may notice the pulsation or the thickness of your skin. And it's almost as if your body has lost its ability to move. You have reached that depth of relaxation that you feel like you just don't want to move your body at all. And so just enjoy this state of relaxation for a moment. And you can deepen your own level of relaxation just by paying particular attention to the sound of my voice and allowing my voice to take you deeper and deeper. And you can also, whenever you're doing this on your own, you can just allow yourself to focus on saying any kind of word, and that will take you deeper and deeper. Like the words deeper relaxed. So we're going to talk about visualization and all that it can bring into your life and do for you, as well as your ability to visualize things the way you'd like to from this point forward. Visualization is a skill and a technique that you were inherently born with. You were born with this ability to visualize. Visualizing with your mind, seeing pictures in your mind, or hearing or feeling these images in your body. It is something that you already know how to do. You've already known how to visualize. You do it already. What you're going to want to do is remove any blocks to being able to fully experience visualization. And one of those blocks might be that feeling you get when you try really hard to focus on something. Sometimes the more you focus on something, the more it disappears. So one of the things you're learning now at a very deep level, and that your subconscious mind will now allow you to do, is that when you take your focus off of that thing and you loosen up your thoughts and loosen up your mind, and you can allow it to happen, you'll just be able to allow those images, those ones that you really want, to be there, and they will just be there, just the way that you want them to. And another thing that we will want to allow your subconscious mind to accept and agree to is to be able to use visualization anytime you want, for any kind of purpose, that for the good of yourself and for the good of all mankind. Being able to clearly visualize and seeing images in your mind more clearly allows you to create the things that you really want to create in your life. Success in your career and in all areas of your life. Your relationships improve. Your health improves. As you see it, that is what you shall become. One of the things that visualization helps you to do is to be able to understand. When you're able to see something a little more clearly, you are able to understand it. And when you're able to understand it, you're able to get whatever information you need out of that situation and to be able to deal with it, to run through potential scenarios in your mind and to resolve situations and to create other situations, new positive outcomes. So I want you to practice with this for a moment. I want you to imagine in your mind, inside your mind, that there is a screen, one like you might see in a movie theater. Your screen might look like a movie theater screen, or it might look like a television screen, or it might look like a computer screen. But this screen can be anything you'd like it to be. And it's just a screen that will allow you to project images. And so I want you to remember what either of those screens look like. Just bring that to your mind now, and as you're remembering it, you are visualizing it. You're seeing it or hearing it or sensing it in some way. It's just there. And it's just a screen that will allow you to project images, and so I want you to place an image on this screen right now. Any kind of image at all. Anything that you can think of. Anything that might be useful for you to have in your life. Something maybe you want to bring into your life, and so just take a moment to get in touch with that image. Good. And now you have that image. I want you to practice with that image for a moment. I want you to take that screen and I want you just to move it off to the right. And now take that screen and move it off to the left. And now take that screen and move it up just a little bit. And now move it down. And now your mind is going to do a very interesting thing for you, as a screen is just right there in front of you. Just like it has been, it's going to allow you to see it a little closer. So when I count to three, you're going to zoom in on it, just like a zoom lens. And this zoom lens is going to allow you to zoom in on it. So as I count to three, it'll get a little closer and a little closer, just like you're walking up and you're almost able to touch it. One, closer now. Two, that's good, even closer. And three, so close that you feel as though you could almost reach right out and touch that thing in that screen. And now another thing that you're able to do is that you're able to notice that around this screen, somewhere around this screen, there are various different knobs. One of them is for the volume, and one of them is for the focus. And it will allow things to come in a little clearer. And yet another one is to make it brighter. And then there's another one that will turn up the vividness of the color. And every time that you do this, I want you just to use a different knob. You see, it's just like when you get a new TV set or a new computer, and you like to see what each of those knobs do. That's what you'll be doing with this new equipment that you've discovered in your mind. And you'll learn how to create these images so that they can get brighter. That's what you'll want to do with the things that you want to bring into your life, is to make them brighter. Make them closer. Make them sharper. And you can put other images of the way that things are right now, the things that you want to eliminate from your life, you can put those images up there. And when you do that, you can turn down the volume, turn down the color, almost so that it turns into a black and white scene. And you can make those pictures fuzzier, and tune them right out, and always be sure to replace that image with something positive that you'd like to be there in its place. So right now, I just want you to notice if you can turn up the volume. Notice if you can make this scene a little louder. Notice if you can hear anything. Now I want you to use another one of the knobs and notice if you can make it even sharper than it is right now. And now I want you to notice if you're able to bring it a little closer. Or turn up the color. And I want you to notice if this is a frozen image, just one still image on the screen, or if it has an emotion. Another thing that you can do with this screen is that you can turn the channel, and you can start to project other images, getting rid of this image as you turn the channel. And notice as you turn the channel that you can see other images. There are all kinds of images. And you can just focus on one at a time. And each time you go into this place in your mind, this screen, there are so many things. It's literally endless what you can put on the screen. And all the things that you can do with it. So just allow, for right now, one moment to be there. This can be a moment of something you want to bring into your life. And I want you to imagine wherever you're sitting right now, or laying or standing in your imagination, that you, yourself, are getting up and you're going to become a part of that image. And the more you practice with this, the more you're able to do it. You're able to feel calm and relaxed. And the more calm and relaxed you feel, the better you're able to focus. So now imagine that you are in that scene. And you are seeing and doing things, feeling things through that person that is on that screen. If it was a person, that you are actually in that scene now. Somehow in it, doing that thing that you were seeing before, feeling your body and the feelings that would be there if you were doing that thing. Notice the emotional state that you have. Notice what's around you. Notice that you can even look at your feet and your hands, seeing yourself through your own eyes, walking through this scene. You're in your own body now. And there are all kinds of different perspectives that you can project yourself into. And the more you practice with this, the better you're getting at it. You have always had the ability to visualize. It's a natural ability. You've always had it. And you're able to get better to see improvements with this each and every day. Each and every day that you practice with this, just by making that endeavor to make this your goal, knowing about all the wonderful benefits, just by creating these images of you in the situations that you want to create in your life. Bringing those about, you are creating them. You can do anything you want. You can create anything you want, just by getting better at this skill. And so now I want you just to allow all of that to become absorbed deeply into your subconscious mind. Everything that I said now is becoming part of you, becoming absorbed into the information bank within your subconscious mind. Allowing you to do this much easier. It is easy for you to visualize. It is easy for you to visualize. It is easy for you to visualize. And you're getting better and better at it every day. And so now I'm going to be bringing you back to ordinary waking consciousness. At the count of five, when I get to five, you will feel wide awake, refreshed, just like you've taken a nice refreshing nap. So number one, just begin coming back, becoming aware of the situation in the room. And number two, coming back even more, noticing your skin, your arms, your legs, your whole body again. And number three, feel wakeful vibrations of energy moving through your body, bringing you back to ordinary waking consciousness again. You can wiggle your fingers and toes, that's right, just feel yourself coming back, feeling good. And number four, coming back even more now, taking a deep breath of wakeful energy, waking you up completely, clearing your mind and filling your body with waking energy. And five, when you're ready, you may open your eyes, become wide awake and full of energy.